Country music is popping up everywhere beyond Nashville this summer. There's honky-tonker Eric Church, who tops this week's Billboard album chart. And there's Blake Shelton, who markets himself as the classic Southern good old boy, but has become a crossover celebrity as the judge on NBC's The Voice. And then there's this song, a top 10 pop hit after weeks topping the country charts.
Yeah, I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls.
That's Jason Aldean. And joining us now to talk about these new trends in country and the changing of the guard in the genre is NPR music critic Ann Powers. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
So a country singer who slides right into rap. Well, what's going on with that?
Jason Aldean is a huge star in country right now, and he really exemplifies this new old style of doing country. He's traditional, yet totally living in the 21st century, crosses over into rap, yet he's very much the Southern classic country guy, hat wearing, you know? That's what it's like right now in country.
And Jason Aldean coming really, too, from the Deep South.
Jason is from Macon, Georgia, based in Nashville now, but he represents this younger generation. They identify regionally. They embody family values in a lot of ways, but then it's not a big shock if they're interested in hip-hop or if they represent a more contemporary perspective.
That country singers would pick up on rap and maybe work with hip-hop musicians, that's not actually a totally new trend.
No, Tim McGraw had a record with the rapper Nelly. There have been other elements of hip-hop that have connected with country. What I think is new is the way these younger artists are so comfortable with both really connecting with hard country and at the same time seeing no contradiction in throwing in a little rap.
But have embraced the rural country traditions more than, say, their immediate predecessors.
Well, we saw with artists like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, or of course the great Garth Brooks, a movement toward a more, shall we say, cosmopolitan view in country, a more pop view in country for sure. Now, artists like Jason Aldean and Eric Church, for example, want to identify with a way of life that's about family values or about sort of old-fashioned storylines, but they're doing it in a way that really feels very right now.
Well, let's play a bit of a song by Eric Church called Homeboy.
Homeboy, you're gonna wish one day you were sitting on a gate of a truck by the lake with your high school fame on one side, cold beer on the other.
I think this song is a great example of what we're talking about because, of course, homeboy is a hip-hop term for your best friend, the person you hang out with, but Eric Church is using it in the sense of come on home, boy. It's a song directed from one brother to another, kind of a prodigal son coming back, working on the farm after trying life in the city. And the markers in the song are very much connecting to urban life in the 21st century. He has another one called Springsteen, which is about remembering being in high school. And instead of listening to, say, Hank Williams, they listened to Bruce Springsteen. And that is heritage for these artists as much as your classic country artists would be.
And what is the female equivalent to these guys? What's the good old girl equivalent?
Well, if there's any artist who epitomizes this new attitude in country music, it's Miranda Lambert.
Maybe he's in Texas, maybe this town, maybe Oklahoma, plowing up and down.
Miranda Lambert happens to be married to Blake Shelton, who appears on the television show The Voice, but she herself is the darling of Nashville. She's won many awards, her albums have been successful, and now she has a new project with two songwriting partners that's called Pistol Annies. It's coming out later this month, and this song, Boys from the South, really captures to me the spirit of these country artists we're highlighting today.
Southern drum, man, I think I might just have to love them all. So, Anne, this is something of an anthem to the boys from the South, but I think we just heard why it wasn't quite as old-fashioned as it might seem.
Exactly. Having the line, "I think I just might have to love them all," it's not quite "Stand by Your Man," is it?
Well, not by your one man. Anyway.
Exactly. Liberated women with a traditional streak. I think that's a huge part of what we're hearing in country music now.
Anne, thanks. It's been a pleasure talking to you again.
Always a pleasure, Renee.
NPR music critic, Anne Powers.
Maybe in Kentucky, working in the mines, maybe down in Little Rock just to pass the time. Maybe he's somewhere.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.